A ridge of high pressure is holding on across the northeast, but it's about to be squeezed out by two different areas of low pressure. The first is a storm that's over the North Atlantic. It's actually the same system that came through here last week. It has stalled, and we've seen some moisture rotate around the backside of that storm, resulting in some cloudiness, especially across portions of the North Country, and those clouds are rotating in from northeast to southwest. Of more significance, there is a major area of low pressure in the nation's midsection. That storm will slowly work its way into the northeast and is expected to bring us rainfall starting tomorrow and continuing through at least Wednesday night, if not the day on Thursday. So the bottom line is that today is very likely to be the nicest and brightest day of the week, though we are starting to see those clouds come in already, and we're going to increase the wind flow, the airflow out of the east coming up tonight, so we will see some low clouds form, and there's even the chance for a couple of sprinkles or light showers, though it won't be a big deal. It is going to be a cool night with overnight temperatures falling back into the upper 30s and lower 40s. During the day tomorrow, we'll still have that high pressure area trying to hold on during the morning, so it's possible that there is some sunshine early, but any sun will fade behind increasing clouds, and we'll see showers very slowly come in to our western areas. So the best chance for rain tomorrow will be later in the day, with high temperatures climbing into the lower and mid-50s in most locations. By Wednesday, the wind will be quite strong off the ocean, and that will result in a cool and very raw day. It'll be damp, with temperatures only around 50 degrees. Rain will be likely Wednesday. It appears the heaviest rain will fall Wednesday night, and some of that rain will linger into the day on Thursday. And then after that, a large upper-level low will take up position just to the west of the Great Lakes, and in that position, showers, at least off and on showers, will be likely as we work through the end of this week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of sprinkles, low 36 to 42. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, mainly during the afternoon, high in the 50s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Variably to mostly cloudy tonight, a chance of sprinkles, low 36 to 42. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers likely, high in the lower to mid-50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of sprinkles, low 40 to 45. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers mainly during the afternoon, high in the lower to mid-50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of sprinkles, low 38 to 42. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers mainly during the afternoon, high in the lower to mid-50s. Region-wide on Wednesday, cloudy with rain likely, cool and raw with highs in the upper 40s to lower 50s, and on Thursday, variably to mostly cloudy with a chance of showers or thunderstorms with highs in the 50s and 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.